mentioned that you're going to need temperature transmitters, you mentioned that you're going to need pressure transmitters, you mentioned that you're going to need flow meters, you mentioned that it's going to be, this is where you go control systems composition, so you want to be able to control the temperature from each room. So the best way to do this is that you've got, if you start with the, let's say the, start at the bottom level first, and we say, okay, we've got all these control sensors, so the TITs, let's say in each room, should go back to a local controller. All the local controllers go back to the PLC, and the PLC is what controls the HVAC and the inlet air and all that good stuff. And there's a maybe a supervisory computer sitting above the PLC, or you might even want to have a load of PLCs, because you don't just want one HVAC, you want 10 HVACs, one HVAC per floor or something. You can just say how that would look. And then you're going to have signal lines being drawn between them. You're going to have a control loop from the temperature transmitters back to the HVAC, or back to the electric heater even. So that's probably one control loop, and also potentially to the pump on your refrigeration system. So if you increase the temperature, or if you, yeah, if you increase the required temperature on the temperature transmitter in the room, it sends a signal back to the PLC, which sends a signal to increase the electric heating or to decrease the cooling water. And maybe that's dependent on the temperature outside, so I might have another temperature transmitter there. So that's just an example. Same with the pressure. So if your filters are getting blocked, you might increase the flow of inlet air to try and get over it. Or else you can set an alarm, and we'll come to that now in a minute. If your pressure cascade is out of sync, then you'll probably want to increase your heat or your increase your flow rate of air into the building, inwards into the building, to increase the pressure in the inside the building and keep your pollution out. So that's where the control instrumentation, even what kind of temperature transmitters, are you going to use an RTD, or are you going to use a galvanometer, are you going to use whatever? It doesn't have to be, you don't have to go into, oh, I'd use this one because the temperature range is going to be 10 to 20 degrees, and it's made of palladium, which is quite linear with respect to resistance at that temperature. You don't need to get into that quite level of detail. Just say you're using this one and for what reason, and consult the notes. So again, all that can be written on that A3.